pristine, lyrical, and intelligent, words the New York Times has used to describe this man in performance. Jan Leschetsky is with us. The Calgary-born pianist has been thrilling audiences for over a decade as a recording artist and touring concert pianist. He made his orchestral debut at 9. He was signed to Deutsche Grammophon at 15 in 2010. Since then, Jan has won a Juno Award. He's an alumnus of the Royal Conservatory's Glenn Gould School. His recordings of Mozart, Mendelssohn, Schumann, Beethoven, and of course Chopin have topped classical charts around the world and received rave reviews. In 2021, another gorgeous DG release, The Complete Chopin Nocturnes. His latest is Night Music, something of a sequel or follow-up. We'll talk to him about that. With it, Jan continues to explore the universe of night music with works by Mozart, Ravel, and Schumann. It currently sits near the top of the New Classical FM Top 20 Classical Chart right now. On Tuesday, April 26th at 7 p.m., Jan Leschetsky performs at the Robertson Theatre within the First Ontario Performing Arts Centre in St. Catharines. It's part of Bravo Niagara's Spring Concert Series. BravoNiagara.org for tickets. Joining us once again here on The Oasis, it's Jan Leschetsky. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Great to be here again.
Great to be with you. You were last with us in December. A new record has come out since then. Your concert schedule continues. I'll ask how the first 4 months of 2022 have looked for you. And I know you've made it home, so that's nice.
Exactly. Being home is always nice after being on the road. And it's been an incredibly busy first 4 months of the year. We're really back to normal schedule, I would say.
Right.
And actually, even more so, it's been more intense. I think we're making up for lost time in a sense. I played Prokofiev's Second Piano Concerto for the first time, played it quite a few times since. I'm playing it in Toronto upcoming as well. And that is a very new world of repertoire for me. And I've been enjoying it. I've also played something like 12 recitals in about 2 weeks in Europe and visited all kinds of concert halls that I really love and that I've always enjoyed playing at. And somehow communicating with a full hall is very different than one that is limited by capacity due to COVID restrictions. So it has been a fantastic first 4 months. I've truly enjoyed it.
Those Russian piano concertos are a workout, are they not?
Oh, they're totally. it's a very different world, and especially Prokofiev, and especially the Second Piano Concerto. I think it's considered to be one of the most technically challenging, but it has so much music and it is absolutely beautiful. I've enjoyed exploring this new world.
Let's talk about Night Music. It is the record we've been playing a lot of lately. Chopin Nocturnes, a wonderful release from you on Deutsche Grammophon last year. Did you see Night Music as some sort of a musical cousin? It does feel like an extension of sorts.
Actually, yes. It's funny because it actually precedes the Nocturnes album. The Night Music release was something that wasn't really in the plans until the Nocturnes had such a big success. And Night Music was recorded live in Würzburg in Germany quite a few years ago, actually. And I mean, 3 years ago, probably.
That's 100 years ago in pandemic years.
Absolutely. In pandemic years, seems like it's forever. Yeah. And so it is a live performance. It was a very, very well-received program that I enjoyed playing. And I dedicated it to Night Music because that was something I thought would be interesting to explore. If we look at Night Music, and of course, my other recent album, The Nocturnes, perhaps would be the most obvious thing to come to mind. Nocturnes, nocturnal is something melancholic but peaceful, yearning but calm. That's the sphere of the Nocturnes. However, I wanted to show in that program the many facets of the night. And indeed, we have Ravel's Gaspard de la Nuit, which is the story of three very different tone poems, actually, that are very intimate or manipulative sometimes and are quite engaging. Then we have Schumann's Nachtstücke. As a composer, I find his music is almost bipolar. We have these two characters that he often referred to, Florestan and Eusebius. They contrast each other and they're always fighting for space back and forth. And so we experience that in this Night Music that is somehow foreboding and ominous and incredibly different from, say, Chopin's Nocturnes or the Ravel Gaspard de la Nuit. And that was a great program to put together. I really, really enjoyed it.
And then the 12 variations of Mozart, Paderewski's Nocturnes. Nocturne. And so you just had a lot more to play with here compositionally and tonally and structure-wise compared to the Chopin program. But as you say, it was sort of a surprise. It was something you did live, and it's just kind of a nice addition to what you were able to do. Yeah.
And, you know, we look at the Mozart, and of course in Europe they were asking me, well, how is this related to night music? And if for them it's just La Ci Dallem La Mano, but in North America, and actually the English-speaking world, we know it as Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And it's the variations on Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. So it's funny how sometimes putting words or a nickname to certain music has an effect, a very big effect of how we think about it, how we experience it. And it's always great to present that to audiences as a package.
Are you thinking about what the next record might be with chamber or large ensemble? I think it's been a little bit now since we've heard that type of a program put together with you. Are you percolating what that might be?
I think I have 3 or 4 concepts on the go and in various stages of development. So there will be something upcoming, but I certainly don't like to force things, and the right circumstances have to occur all together. It was exactly that case with the Nocturnes, because that was a project that I had been thinking of for years and preparing towards for years. And it culminated essentially during the pandemic, because I did have the time to process the works and to think about them and to spend some intimate time with them. And that's what you need for a recording, because it's very different than being on stage and playing, interacting with the audience in that very direct way.
If you're just joining us, celebrated Canadian pianist Jan Leschetsky is our guest this afternoon. He will perform in St. Catharines at the First Ontario Performing Arts Centre on April 26th. That's a Tuesday at 7 p.m. Tickets for you available now, bravoniagara.org. So Jan, what is this program looking like for you in just under 2 weeks here in Southern Ontario? What have you put together?
At Bravo Niagara, I will be presenting my Poems of the Night program.
Okay.
I call it Poems of the Night because we have the Nocturnes, of course, and that is the focal point of the program. But I was thinking hard and long about how to pair the Nocturnes in a program with something else to make them remain at the forefront, but also to ensure that we have enough variety so that we have that moment of respite, that we have that moment of relaxation. Otherwise, in the Nocturnes, they are so intense and so intimate that I think it would be a very draining emotional experience for the audience. So I figured that I could intertwine them with Chopin's Etudes Opus 10. Obviously, wonderful works. Many of them are, if not all, are very technically challenging and also have a very different character. Yet they're still Chopin, and they still sing, and they still have the beauty and the elements that we love and appreciate so much in his music. Putting them side by side with the Nocturnes sometimes highlights the contrast and sometimes showcases the similarities. I think it's quite engaging, and I play both halves of the program without applause so that the intensity is maintained. It's been very well received internationally, and I think the audience in St. Catharines will also really enjoy it.
Well, it's going to be a twilight in St. Catharines as people take their seats, and then you'll be sitting down to present this. And it's been a wonderful relationship over the years with Bravo Niagara. That team has been kind of a supporter of yours through the years, am I right?
Most definitely. I have some great memories from playing already for Bravo Niagara, and it's wonderful to play for an audience that is so close to Toronto yet so far. And I know how it seems like it's, of course, almost a suburb, but it's not. And I love bringing music to audiences that don't always have the ability or the time to come to see something in Toronto and shouldn't have to in many ways.
I agree.
It's nice to branch it out, and I've always done that in Ontario for years and years.
Jan, always a pleasure and always a marvel to look at your schedule, as we were just talking about. And just, you know what, it's just a treat to see what's coming down the pipe, too. And when we get a new recording, get into it, listen to it, and decide how we're going to put it into our programming. It's just always a pleasure. So thank you so much
for
being here.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure speaking to you again. And I hope you have a better week of spring than I do. And happy Easter.
Jan Leschetsky, the pianist. In performance Tuesday, April 26, 7 p.m. It happens at the Robertson Theatre within First Ontario Performing Arts Centre in St. Catharines. The performance part of Bravo Niagara's Spring Concert Series. To get tickets, bravoniagara.org. My name is Mark Wigmore with you on this Thursday. That is our look at the arts. This is the latest recording from Jan Leschetsky.